Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power. Well, today we've got a topic that I think for many of you listening, you're going to find really informative, and it's going to change your mind about how you can take care of yourself. My guest today is Dr. Robert DeMaria, and we are going to be talking about his fascinating book, A Drugless Guide to Balancing Female Hormones. May I call you Dr. Bob?
Of course, that's what everybody calls me. Dr. Bob, the drugless doctor, but we'll just go with Dr. Bob for tonight.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. I really was impressed with the information that you have in this book, and I want my audience to know that you have a bachelor's degree in human biology. You have continued ongoing with your education. You got a natural health doctor degree. You also have a fellow status in spinal engineering and diplomat status in treating bone and joint conditions without medication. You have taken a professional path that I think is going to become more and more acceptable. What was the experience that made you decide that you wanted to step away from the traditional modalities of medicine? Why is it not using drugs important?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because I made the decision way back in 1971, before it was even popular or anybody really even thought about natural care. And it was just one of those God-appointed times. I went down to the guidance counselor's office, looked around, made the decision that this is what I wanted to do. Little realizing, you know, 40 years later, that the state of health, not only in the United States, because at one point we all thought that you people in the United States had a poor state of health, but you know, I recently had an opportunity to spend some time in Hollywood, Florida, where a lot of people come from all over Europe, and there are people unhealthy and very large and not taking care of themselves all over the world today. And part of it, obviously, is because of fast food choices and what we eat, and you know, technology has made us a little bit lazier. So with that, Donna, here's a frightening thought. I read the Wall Street Journal every day, and I never would have thought that I'd be having a radio program with somebody talking about not only hormonal health, but hormonal health even in general, that I would see a full-page ad in the Wall Street Journal for a man or even maybe his mate or his partner to get a free sample of a medication that will allow him to obtain an erection. I mean, think about how low the state of health is in the United States that you have to take a pill to procreate. I mean, think about the magnitude of what that one message alone says.
Well, there are statistics regarding, now that you've brought that subject up, infertility in the United States that is being directly traced back to environmental toxins and so many other things that have not even been in the thinking awareness of a lot of people. And I believe that what is evolving, it's because of people like you, physicians that have observed things and have seen in the last 50 years the changes that have evolved, going, something's very wrong. And you bring out some points in your book about the side effects of antibiotics. We're finding that out. We're finding out all about all kinds of things. And it's taken this much time, but we are developing physiological conditions that were really very, very rare a long time ago. And you bring out a point in your book relative to the artificial hormones and the side effects, and that there's carcinogens in them. And women that have been taking them for years will have physicians say, well, it's fine, you're doing great, it's not hurting you, blah, blah, blah. Finally, it seems like there's a little bit of light that's beginning to come through the darkness of ignorance. And there have been so many instances of breast cancer, et cetera. You bring some very good points out relative to this article in the Wall Street Journal. Your point in your book is that the pharmaceutical industry is trying to woo the allopathic healthcare providers into using products. They're also doing this with the consumer. They never used to be able to advertise like this on television. And the cholesterol medication they promote, that's just another one. Over $10 billion worth of that is sold a year. I don't know around the world, but just here in the United States.
And we have to make sure that people hear the word, it's 10, B as in billion,
right.
Bravo, not million,
yes.
Billion.
Billion.
The magnitude of that, and that's only from one drug. That's only from one particular statin medication. One.
Mm-hmm.
There are many of them, and I guess what we want to give tonight for the audience is let's give them some hope. So here's the hope, and what we want, what I'd like to do is I wanted to give you some nuggets of what you can do. Both as a female, and I'm sure there are men listening, because I'm going to be releasing a male hormone book in March,
mm-hmm.
A men's health book. And there's a lot of misinformation, a lot of wrong information. So I practiced this week. I worked and I saw patients. And so I don't work in a university. The pharmaceutical companies don't send me checks, and they don't pay for my vacations. So what we do, we see in our office, so in the book, which is Dr. Bob's Drugless Guide to Balancing Female Hormones, this is serious. So I want to talk about one subject, if you don't mind, because there could be some women on here this evening that have not been able to get pregnant. And I just did a YouTube video, and we get done with the program tonight. I'll have it up online. If you go to my website, which is druglessdoctor.com, it's all spelled out after the program. You go to the blue box in the bottom and open it up. There was a young lady that came to visit me last summertime, and she came to visit me because her dad heard me speak. Her dad owns several auto dealerships in our community. And I said one sentence, Donna. I said PCOS. That's Paul Charlie O.S. is in Sam. PCOS, which is also known as polycystic ovarian syndrome, which may seem like a big word, but I know there are women listening to me right now that have cysts on their ovaries.
Mm-hmm.
I told them that one of the leading causes of this is lack of iodine. We're going to talk a little bit more about iodine. Well, he knew his daughter could not get pregnant. He knew his daughter had PCOS. He called his daughter up on the phone and said, listen, I want you to go to the internet and check this out. So she went. She did a search on PCOS. And her words to me was she became very angry because nobody ever told her that PCOS could be caused by lack of iodine. And she said it was pages and pages of it on the internet. So she came into the office. She became a new patient. She came to see me because she had in vitro, which is IVF, short for in vitro fertilization, once, because she could not get pregnant naturally. She did the IVF, had a baby, wanted to get pregnant a second time, couldn't get pregnant, did IVF, and she had a miscarriage, and they told her she could never have a child again. So she came into the office. We did a thyroid profile on her, which we talk about in the female hormone book, and we found out that her thyroid gland was low, even though they told her she had a normal thyroid. And I don't want to bore everybody with this program about thyroid, but if you could just write down on a piece of paper right now, her T4, TOM4, wasn't converting to T3 because of stress in her life, et cetera, et cetera. Well, needless to say, we supplemented her accordingly, and 1 month ago, she delivered her second child without any medication.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Now, you have in your book a wonderful chapter on the basics of understanding hormones. And you go into what I call the whole body evaluation, which I think is extremely important. And I have a very, very dear friend who has been trying to get off of estrogen patches. But every time she does, she ends up going into severe, severe hot flashes. So I'm going to be telling her about your book. However, her doctor said, we've got to get you off of your Premarin and this type of thing because it is not healthy for you to be on here. But she gets such severe hot flashes that it's very uncomfortable. With this type of a situation, because women do go through these hot flashes or hot flushes, as one woman calls it. She said the flashes are 10 times worse than the flushes. But regardless, it's exceedingly uncomfortable. What can a woman do to find out what she needs physiologically to bring her body into balance?
Well, I can tell you, Donna, that's an excellent question, because the number one reason that most women will go to see their conventional medical doctor for health concerns and hormonal therapy or hormonal consultation is the hot flash. And that is the number one reason that they used to put women on Premarin, which happens to be pregnant mare urine, by the way. So Premarin is really horse pee, horse urine. That's kind of pretty disgusting if you think about it. But what I have found from my experience, and I've been doing this for 33 years, so as they say, I've been around the racetrack a few times. The number one area that we always look for to support is iodine. That's kind of like what I talked about, the infertility. 72% of the people in the world don't have enough iodine. And so we will do a thyroid profile on them, and there's some different levels I look for. Sometimes we might even do a urine iodine loading test to them, so we can test a person and see if they have enough iodine in their body. So we may support them with iodine. We also, because of what we do examination-wise, we would check their adrenal gland function. Your adrenal glands are your reserve sex tank. They make sex hormones. And so a lot of times, if a woman does not have enough estrogen in her body because of being postmenopausal, it could be because her adrenal glands, which are a pair of glands located on top of the kidneys, help kick in, and they make extra estrogen when a woman needs that after having her menses. Sometimes I've had some individuals' hot flashes go away just by adding flax oil to their life. Flax oil is an omega-3 precursor food, and that helps make hormones, or the oils are used to make hormones by the body. So there could be three or four reasons, but oftentimes I know that stress has a lot to do with it. Stress will impact the pituitary gland, and so we are supporting the whole body. So I love the way that you said that. We look at the whole body, and I could tell just by looking at someone, just because of my training, if they have a tendency to have low thyroid function, and or if we take their blood pressure sitting to standing, and if their blood pressure drops, we need to support their adrenal function. So it depends on the individual, but I'm going to tell you, more often than not, iodine alone will support them enough for their hot flashes to change. Now, I want you to know, so if you're listening to me and you are thinking about adding iodine, you just don't rush off to the health food store or your natural doctor and start taking iodine. Because if you are an individual that spends a lot of time in hot tubs or swimming pools, or if you're just a typical American and you're taking a shower in the 4x4 glass chamber because you're breathing in chlorine gas from the chlorine water, so I have shower dechlorinators on my showers in our household. Chlorine, bromine, and fluorine, I'll say that again, chlorine, bromine, and fluorine are antagonistic to iodine. So if you start taking too much iodine too fast and you happen to be toxic in any of those three items, you could get a skin rash, a headache, or nausea. I'm not saying you're sensitive to the iodine, but your body is quite toxic. So you really want to talk to a skilled professional that's worked with this before, and or get my book and walk through the steps. It'll make all the difference in the world.
You go and do so many different explanations regarding the various hormones. I had not heard of xenohormones. That was something that was brand new to me. Talk to my audience about that. You say they're man-made substances.
Well, we are living in a very precarious time, and I'm going to use this term. It's called estrogen saturation or estrogen dominance. And so when I speak places, oftentimes I'll say to the audience, don't drink the water. And they kind of look at me like, you know, I always thought you don't drink the water when you go to a third world country. Well, what's happening today, Donna, just like your friend who has the issue with the hot flashes and she's taking medication, and I'm not saying this to be disgusting, okay? But when she takes her medication, she's going to go to the bathroom. When she goes to the bathroom, whatever medication is not being used by her body, it's going to go into the toilet, and it's going to go into the sewer system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think the municipal plants in America today are capable of processing all these chemicals? Of course not.
No, they're not at all.
No, and then you have herbicides and pesticides that are sprayed on farms for the plants, and then they inject animals with chemicals. So these xenohormones are synthetic estrogens. So I actually have written 6 books, and one of the books that I was privileged to write is a book on detoxification. And in this book, I briefly talk about canned food. And the book has been out for about 2 years now, but it's been recently talked about in newspapers in the U.S. that there's a lining inside of cans called BPA, which is Bravo Paul Apple, BPA, bisphenol A. Well, that's an estrogen-based chemical that's sprayed on the inside of cans. So when they put the food in cans and they heat the can and pasteurize the food, the estrogen that's in the lining goes into the food. And so what's happening today is that we have these estrogens that are in canned food, estrogens that are in chemicals. The average woman puts 150 chemicals on her body every day. And you spray chemicals on your yard, so we're exposed to estrogens and these synthetic estrogens or xenohormones constantly. We are drinking it in the water, we're eating it in the food, and if you eat animal tissue and it's not organic, you're getting the estrogen from that. But I'm going to really stretch your mind now, and I've never said this in public before, but my colon therapist shared this with me. Are you ready to hear something that really could be intense?
Yes.
She said, you know, Dr. Bob, I'm going to share something with you that I just read recently. Most people, I can't say most people, but a good percentage of people today have vehicles that have leather upholstery. And that leather upholstery usually comes from either pigs and or, it's usually pig hide is what it is. Well, do you believe that we could actually get the residuals of the estrogen that was put in those pigs, because they put chemicals in pigs to make them big and fat, and then they slaughter them, but the estrogen potentially could even be in their hide. So you could literally be breathing estrogen even in your vehicle and not even know it. Now, it might be such minuscule, so I'm not trying to make a mountain out of a molehill with this, but if you're breathing it, if you're eating it, if you're drinking it, and I'm going to throw this out to the men and women in the audience right now, is people who go golfing, have a greater chance to be exposed to more estrogen than people who don't golf because of all the chemicals they spray on the fairway. And then if you put the golf tee in your mouth, or, you know, sometimes people actually lick the grass off the golf ball, well, you're constantly being exposed. So I'm not saying you can't ever go golfing, but I start having these... My most common age of female to come into my practice is 39 years old, and they usually come in the office with tender breasts and a heavy menstrual flow, and those are the most common signals of increased estrogen in the body.
You have what you call a recipe. You give a lot of good information about the lymphatic system, which is so vital to all of us. But one of the things that you repeatedly bring up through your book is that you have a recommendation that you have ABCs. Every day, eat one half of a sweet apple, about one third of a cup to one half of a cup of organic raw grated or baked beets, and several baby carrots. This is something that I found very interesting. Why those three items in particular? What are the benefits of having that?
Well, part of my training is in Ayurvedic medicine, which is Indian medicine. And during my studies, I read a book about, it's called The Answer to Cancer. And in the book, the author said the best food to help eliminate oxidation in the body is an apple. He went on to say the best apple to eat is not a green apple because they stagnate digestion. And Ayurvedic medicine is based on proper digestion. So a part of my studies also was in herbal medicine. And one of the herbal books that I was privileged to read talked about you can lower your cholesterol 13% by eating a segment or portion of apple every day. So then I read another book called Clinical Purification because, you know, you're going to be the exact same person in 5 years from now except for the books you read and the people you listen to on the radio. Do you know what I'm saying? Or the people you meet. So in this individual's book, I believe a part of her studies to get her PhD was on some of this research, and she said in her book that you could literally lower your cholesterol. Are you ready for this? 40% by adding beet fiber to your diet. And then the four or five baby carrots or one medium carrot are going to provide the vitamin A that your liver needs. So if you consume Dr. Bob's ABCs, half an apple, half cup of baked or raw organic grated beets, and four or five baby carrots or one medium carrot every day to your life or 5 days a week, I will guarantee you this, you will lower your cholesterol. Because I see it happen in my practice every day, including my own cholesterol. And this formula that I just gave you, unlike statin drugs, which have a litany of side effects, has one side effect, without being too nasty, it's a red stool or red bowel movement. So if you eat Dr. Bob's ABCs, you're going to start pooping red, and that is okay. That means you are working.
Absolutely. Well, it is a known fact that beets, and if you do any research on nutrition, they really help the liver to work out the fats and other things too. So it's a process. The liver is a very important organ in the body, and you go into that quite a bit. And the osteoporosis, there is a woman that I had the opportunity to meet, and she was from South America. And she said, in my country, we don't have any osteoporosis. She lives up in the high mountains with there in the Andes. And she said, they have, I call it quinoa, but I think it's called kia. That's how they pronounce it. But she said, this grain enables us, we get so much protein from it. And she said, we don't have a problem with bones. And this is something that I think in the United States we're finding that there is a level of malnutrition that occurs, even though we have such an abundance of so many good things in this country. We do have a level of malnutrition because people do not understand that their bodies utilize food in a particular way. You have to stay active physically. Being a couch potato, obviously, isn't the best thing to do. But osteoporosis is so nutritionally based, and often the calcium supplementation that people will take is not even being absorbed by the body, whereas when you use your vegetables, like your beets, your carrots, your various vegetables, if you can juice them, you'll see a reversal of the poor density of bones into something that's so strong and wonderful. And it is sad to me when I am seeing people in their 60s, even younger, where they are having brittle bones. And this should not be.
Well, I can tell you from a part of my experience, the name of the grain is called quinoa.
Quinoa, thank you.
Quinoa is not does not have gluten in it, which we could talk an hour just on gluten alone.
Mm-hmm.
What I have found from my experience is that, you see, once again, I've been doing this for 33 years. We didn't have the same challenge 33 years ago with grains like we do today, because the challenge today that we're dealing with is that there's so much genetically modified grains. And I would encourage you, if you're going to consume grain products, I would only eat organic grains, because according to the law, they cannot use genetically modified seeds. But a part of the challenge is when you eat wheat, rye, or oats, the gluten will cause your intestines not to absorb minerals. Also, a huge challenge with osteoporosis happens to be stress, because stress causes those adrenal glands to secrete cortisol, and cortisol causes osteoporosis. You mentioned couch potatoes. Of course, that can do it. People who consume soda pop, soda will cause osteoporosis because there's something in soda called phosphoric acid that takes calcium away. I encourage our patients to eat almonds and sesame seeds. It's a great source of calcium. The reality of it, for what we really see, is oftentimes people do have a low thyroid gland. And I want you to know that if you are listening to me right now, and you are menopausal, and you're on Synthroid, Synthroid causes osteoporosis in menopausal women. I'll say that again. Synthroid causes osteoporosis in menopausal women. So you want to be aware of that. So if your healthcare provider has prescribed to you or suggested you take Synthroid, you may want to go and do a search on this, and you'll find that that's a contraindication. And so I would start exercising, resistance band exercising. I would do some weightlifting. I would increase my greens. Sugar depletes the body of minerals. Most people are passionately addicted to sugar. We encourage either chromium, and or there's an herb called gymnema. And that herb alone will help take away the craving for sweets.
Interesting. What is gymnema? Where did that come from, and where do you find it?
Well, gymnema, you could actually, if you go to any health food store, or you go to our website, gymnema is an herb, and it is, and I was just sharing this with a gentleman today, because prediabetes is prevalent today. Actually, they say, you know, 1/3 of the kids that were born in the last 10 years, last decade, will be diabetics by the time they're 30 years old. Gymnema is an herb that, believe it or not, will take away the taste for sugar, and it increases, research has shown this, what they call beta cells in the pancreas to start making insulin again. Gymnema, I actually take one gymnema about every 2 or 3 days, and it's been phenomenal. And can I just throw this out, because this is a trend, Donna, that I want to help you and your audience wrap their brain around. when I turned 50 years old, with my health insurance that I had or have, I had to pass my BMI, body mass index, and that is your height, your waist circumference, and your weight, and they come up with a magic number for that. So myself and my wife, we both passed, and I saved about $250 a month on my health insurance because of that. Well, when I turned 55 years old, automatically our health insurance was once again going to go up unless our HA1C, that's Harry Alpha 1 Charlie, our HA1C, and you might want to write that down, was within normal. HA1C is a test that they're using today to determine if somebody has a blood sugar problem. And a trend's going to happen. It's already happening here where I live in Northern Ohio at some of the major health clinics. if you don't have a proper BMI, or if your HA1C is elevated, you are going to start seeing across the board, across the United States, that you will be penalized, and you're going to be paying extra for your health insurance, which I don't think is a bad idea, but I want you and your audience to realize this HA1C is a test you might want your primary health care provider to request, because that is going to be the gold standard in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if you ever had a guest that talked to you about that before. HA1C, very important test.
I haven't heard anything about it, but you know what? We are out of time, Dr. Bob.
Oh, my gosh.
And I want my audience to know that there is so much in this publication. There's just no way we would have been able to cover it, but it's real down-to-earth information, and it's written in a layperson's language. It's the Drugless Guide to Balancing Female Hormones, and Dr. Robert DeMaria is my guest today. TheDruglessDoctor.com is his website. In his book, there's also all kinds of information where you can do an evaluation on yourself. He gives you information about the different tests if you're interested in finding out where you are physiologically. It is really something very good, and there's even a few vegetable recipes that he has put in there for good measure. Dr. Bob, it's been absolutely wonderful having you, and I'm pleased that we were able to get together today and share what we have been able to share in our half hour together.
And we'll need to do it again, especially when the Men's Health book comes out. It's going to be a life-changing book.
Oh, I would love to see that. So I look forward to getting a copy from you.
You'll get one. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're very welcome. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break, and we're going to be back in just a moment. Don't forget, Dr. Bob's Drugless Guide to Balancing Female Hormones. We have to become educated. After all, we want to be in good shape, right? Right. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
We're back. The Northwest Women's Show with 400 exhibits, entertainment, seminars, the Glow Experience, fashion shows, and shopping, shopping, shopping. Meet HGTV's Terry Haas, animal communicator Polly Klein, and Seattle's hottest firefighters. March 4th through 6th at Questfield Event Center, the Northwest Women's Show. It's such a girl thing. Show information at nwwomenshow.com.
Hi, this is Rio. I'm the author of the cutting-edge book, Hooked on Raw. I want to give you and your loved ones the gift of optimum health. So when you order my book, Hooked on Raw, which has over 350 delicious, healthy recipes, I'll include my new DVD, What's Not Cooking in Rio's Kitchen, for a half price. Just go to my website, rawfoodinfo.com, and click on Holiday Special. That's rawfoodinfo.com. Click on Holiday Special.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are now open if you'd like to call in and chat with me and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. 888-815-9756 is our worldwide toll-free number. 888-815-9756. Now, I know you just heard the promotion for the Northwest Women's Show. I do want to add to that that I'm going to be appearing there, and I'm going to be in booth number 407 for those of you in the Pacific Northwest. And if you are able to come out on Friday, don't miss my forum. I'm going to have six dynamic speakers, and that's going to be at the Girl Talk stage. The first hour from 11 until noon, we'll be talking about quantum health. The second hour will be from 1 until 2. We're going to be talking about animals and communicating with them. The third hour will be about law, about domestic abuse, what your rights are. Also, we're going to be talking about juveniles, and we'll be talking about the laws regarding them as well. So this is dynamic, and then on Saturday and Sunday, I'll be speaking on Saturday at 1:30, Sunday at 1 o'clock. I'll be talking about the psychic mind and you. So if you can come, I hope you'll stop by my booth and say hello. And I'll also have a plethora of books. In fact, I'm starting to put them together right now so that I'll have them at the show. But also, I will be doing many consultations for people that will be interested in that as well. And I always tape those for people that come to see me. So that's the lineup of activity for the Women's Show. Now, next week, I do want to let you know who's coming online. We are going to be talking about Stuck with Mr. Wrong. Amy Beth O'Brien has a fabulous publication here, and it's just so well done. I really appreciated her sense of humor. Then we're going to be talking about strength training for women. Joan Pagano is going to be my guest. And then we're going to be talking about UFOs on Wednesday of next week, the Total Novice's Guide to UFOs. And Mr. Keller is a very interesting man. This book is so well done that I was really impressed with the letters and documents from retired military personnel and their experiences. So it is a fabulous publication. Then we're going to be talking about The Brain Mechanic. Spencer Lord is my guest. And finally, a week from today, a cup of cappuccino, women, entrepreneurs, stories about gals that have just done incredibly well. So we've got all of these good things coming up next week. Be sure and tell your friends. And then we'll be talking about raw foods in the following week, and we've got just a wonderful lineup of guests, so I hope that you will make some time to be able to listen. Don't forget, if you miss any of the shows, you can always go into the archives, and if you want show information, just go to my section on bbsradio.com, hit the button Show Information, and you'll get all of the details regarding the people that are coming up. Donna Sebo here, 888-815-9756. Resourcefulness is something that you've heard me talk about so many times on the show, and I'm always intrigued by people who think they see a problem and they go, you know what, I can do X, Y, Z to resolve it. And it can be brainstorming with someone where the idea will happen. There is a young woman by the name of Claire Wolf who's in St. Louis, Missouri, and she was teaching high school students photography in a culturally diverse neighborhood in St. Louis. But she said she was really concerned about these young people because she said there really were not very many job opportunities for them in the local area after they graduated. So she came up with an idea. She decided she was going to get some financial backing via grants from Washington University in St. Louis, and also Caldi's, which was a local coffee company. And what she did, which I thought was quite interesting, she bought a spot in a ground floor art studio. And in 2009, she opened up a coffee and a sandwich shop. Now, that may not sound like very much, but she said she was concerned with the neighborhood. So she wanted to be focused on just those people and the kids around her that were local. She felt she could help the neighborhood and help youngsters if she did this. Now, her place is called the Urban Studio Cafe. It employs 5 neighborhood kids. She has classes there. She has workshops where she has printmaking, things on nutrition, how to be literate with finances. She said, I have really enjoyed this because I have been able to assist the young people in the area to be aware of the issues that they have to deal with on a daily basis. She said, not only that, she said they get work skills, they express their creativity, and they build relationships with their neighbors. Now, she is getting her master's degree in social work, so she's continued with her own education. But she said it's because of grants that she's been able to keep her cafe open. But she said, I really love talking with the customers. She said, my customers always want to help. They've become sort of like an extended family for her. She said they'll take out trash, they bring flowers in from their gardens, and they have their parties here. She said, it's really magical for me. This is one person doing something right in her own neighborhood. She's not trying to go out and conquer the world. She is taking care of where she is right here, right now. She's also continuing on with her education. But more than anything else, she is involved. She's involved in something that she really has a passion for. Her teaching talents, obviously, she was trained with that. But she decided she was going to take a chance on doing something that nobody else really looked at the same way she did. There's probably a lot of cafes around St. Louis, but she's in her neighborhood dealing with the people that she knows, and she's making a difference. So many times, people like this are the unsung heroes in neighborhoods, and I think lots of times we forget that we don't need to go out and try to conquer massive things. If we just take care of the space that we're in, of ourselves, first and foremost, and then ask ourselves, how can I do something that I really enjoy? She loves what she's doing. She loves what she's doing. And it makes a difference. It really, really does make a difference. You can do the same thing. You're not exempt from it. You can have all kinds of wonderful opportunities right around you. So just look at every day as an opportunity to express yourself in that through thoughtful kindness, doing little things that maybe may not seem like very much. You may make somebody's day. It has gotten to a point, I think, so much in society that being courteous, it's like people look at you like you're little nuts. You mean you say thank you? Yes, you can even say please. It makes a difference. I'll give you an example. And this is Sandy Hansen, her story. She said one day through her job, she met a wonderful woman who had two children, and she was really, really having a tough time. One of the reasons times were so difficult is that her daughter needed a kidney transplant, and she was quite young. And the family, because of not having enough work, not having enough income, they could only afford basic necessities like food and rent. The medical expenses were taking whatever little bit of money extra that they might have. So she thought, when she found out about this young mother, she said, I decided that she needed a little pampering, and I had a very good friend who was a beautician. So she asked her, is there any way you could give me a reduced rate for haircut and color? I'm working with a woman who could really use a pick-me-up. And she said, oh, of course, I'd be happy to do it. I just love doing things that are going to help other people. Well, this mom was gifted with a mini makeover. And she said it made all the difference in the world to her because she had been under so much stress. She just really had reached sort of the bottom part of the barrel, so to speak. And she said she felt so good about being given the mini makeover that she decided she was going to go out and find a better job. These are two ladies together that decided they wanted to touch one person's life, and they made a difference. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. We're going to be right back.
It's time to get your glow on at the Northwest Women's Show, a show that's all about you. 400 exhibits, 4 entertainment stages, fascinating seminars, and best of all, shopping, shopping, shopping. New this year is the Glow Experience. 5 fun and easy steps to help you make the most of your time at the show. Meet Terry Haas from HGTV's Design to Sell, Polly Klein, famous animal communicator, dance diva Chris Linares, who will help you unleash all the power you need to dance your own dance. Plus fun and trendy fashion shows from JCPenney, favorite authors Anne and Leslie Rule. And they're back! Seattle's hottest firefighters. Bring your mom, your daughter, your sister, your friends. The Northwest Women's Show, sponsored by Drugstore.com, American Family Insurance, PECU, Como TV, Beauty.com, and Green Smoke. It's electric. Get your glow on at Questfield Event Center March 4th through 6th. The Northwest Women's Show, it's such a girl thing. For show information, go to nwwomenshow.com.
Hi, this is Rio, host of the Hooked on Raw radio show on rawenergyradio.com. If you're interested in the raw and living food lifestyle, along with the real story of what's happening to our health freedoms, and you don't mind a little controversy, listen to my radio show and podcasts on rawenergyradio.com. Each week, we interview guests and cover topics you won't hear on mainstream radio. Get informed, healthy, and involved. RawEnergyRadio.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. A little bit of trivia. Here's the phone number if you want to call in and chat, 888-815-9756. This is something when I found out about it, I thought it was really funny. Originally, earrings were worn to guard the ears from illness. Earrings, particularly diamond earrings, were also believed to help eyesight. Wearing one silver and one gold earring was believed to be a cure for headaches. Isn't it amazing what we get caught up with, what we think about, what we accept as a reality? It is absolutely amazing to me. But that's the way we are as human beings. We have to grow through certain levels of understanding. And I really think that we live in an incredible time because all kinds of things are changing because of the way we're doing research. I was watching a program last night on television on intelligent products. There was a demonstration about a material that had been developed, and this was done especially because of the Iraqi involvement that we have. And Hummers, when they were the transportation vehicles, they would be hit by sharpshooters, and the gasoline tanks would be shot at, and of course they would explode, and it would destroy the whole vehicle. Well, someone came up with this material, and when I watched it, I was just absolutely astonished at what I was seeing. They could take a gas tank loaded with gasoline and fire directly into it. No explosion. And the bullet holes would seal up totally. The only thing that you saw was a little bit of a black speck, and that was from the dirt that was captured in this material that was self-sealing. It was absolutely incredible. And since this has been developed and then put on the military units, they haven't had the explosions and destruction of the equipment because of exploding fuel tanks. So when I looked at that, I went, wow, that is absolutely amazing. We human beings have this wonderful capacity of looking at challenges and saying, how can we do something different? What can we do to make our world a better world to live in? And you know what? So many of these researchers do, they observe nature. That's right. They'll watch nature. They talk about how certain plants that have leaves, they actually have a particular material on them that has developed that sheds water very easily. And I don't recall which leaves these were, but they were specific leaves. They also said to be able to climb a wall like a gecko is something that we will be able to do eventually. So the Spider-Man movie isn't that far off. Regardless, it is understanding and learning and really being interested in finding out what our options are. What can we do that's a little bit different? And, you know, that can be applicable to anything in life, whether it's your own personal experience, whether it is developing a better product, building a business, finding a job. How can we do what we need to do to be able to create what changes we need to make this world a better place, to make our lives better, so that we can participate in our activities? That's where human ingenuity comes in. And I really believe in what I call power talking, and that is brainstorming with people that you have respect for and pulling out those little nuggets of information that enable you to look at options that you otherwise perhaps would not have been able to see before. So it's just marvelous. You know, when I think of the doctor we had on today, Dr. Bob, and the various nutritional information he has, you have all kinds of things that we're becoming more and more aware of. Some of the information people knew about, but they didn't understand why certain things worked. We now have the technology where we can do that. And I think it's awesome. I really, really do. I think it's absolutely, magnificently incredible what we are going to be seeing in the next few years. It's just amazing. And it's all because someone says, I wonder if I can do it better. Amazing stuff. Wanted to share with you about a ghost ship. There was a 29-foot yacht that sailed from Fair Isle, Shetland to Newcastle upon Tyne, England in July of 2005. That was 330 miles that particular yacht was going to be traveling. However, it was discovered that something was missing on that yacht. It was the crew. For this was the ghost ship, and it was the brainchild of Boston, Massachusetts artist Chris Burden, who wanted to create a crewless, self-navigating yacht. Now, the yacht was built in Southampton, England, and the boat was controlled via onboard computers, but just in case it ran into trouble, it was shadowed by an accompanying support vessel throughout the five-day voyage. Oh, they're doing really interesting things with computers. Did you hear about Winston and Jeopardy? That's right. Winston, the computer, about 5 years ago, was put up against the champions with Jeopardy, or those that played the game and were really, really good. Winston was beat 5 years ago. He beat them all, hands down, just this last week. Amazing stuff. So, thinking computers? You betcha. They're coming along, and they're working harder and harder so that we are going to be able to utilize them in different environments and situations. And it's a fascinating thing because it takes people to put the information into the computers. And if you put enough of the right stuff there, you're going to have something that's going to be very, very useful as a tool. And then I thought that I'd share with you how a dream can make a difference. New York artist Janine Antoni made a series of self-portrait busts in soap and chocolate. Now, for her chocolate creations, she chisels cubes of chocolate with her teeth. And Tony once used the brainwave signals recorded while she dreamed at night as a pattern for weaving a blanket the following morning. And for a 1992 exhibition, she washed her long hair and then mopped the floor of an art gallery in London, England with it. Well, you know, You don't have anything else to do? I guess that's what you can occupy yourself with. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You're the captain of your soul. Have a magnificent weekend. Be back with you here tomorrow. No, Monday. Same time, same place, right here on dbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.